My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Right now, our sports director at Odyssey, Jeff Hathorn, is joining us on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And Jeff brought to us by Gutter Helmet. Save 50% on installation of Gutter Helmet during their fall sale this month only, 8885-HELMET. Good morning to you, Jeff. And first question, you sat next to Nicholas Harry Callis in the press box on Saturday. Did he handle himself as a professional, or did you have to settle him down a little bit?
He did great. He did great. There was a time or two where, you know, he kind of started to clap and then stopped it. But he, I thought he had a good time. He handled himself really well, and I think he learned a lot from the experience. At least I hope he kind of learned a little bit from it.
Well, he was never like a big college football or Pitt fan, and I think one of the reasons that makes this rivalry what it is like, I think that was his origin story on Saturday. Like, he's really going to be a big Pitt guy moving forward, and that's why you just simply got to play this thing every year, Jeff.
Adam, you had a chance. You had a chance to grab him, but you couldn't. I think he got bit by the Pitt bug, and you know, he even went down to the post game press conference, took all of that in. Yeah, it was. I was glad to be able to share that with him.
Oh, that's nice.
It was.
That really is nice.
He's like, "Dorn, can you save my notes for me from the press conference?" I was like, "Yeah, I got you, Kels. Yeah, I'll save your notes for you." Jeff, how about the Steelers? Are they a good team or not? Do we know?
Not yet, we don't. I mean, they're 2-0. They found a way to win. That's important. That's obviously a sign of something, especially defensively. I think defensively we know this is a playoff team. It's a playoff defense, maybe even more. Offensively, there's still some things to work out. I mean, they've won two games on the road. The opponents haven't played the two toughest teams in the league. Although, I mean, look at Atlanta. They went up to Philly and won a game last night.
Not an easy place to play. That place was juiced because it was their first home game, and Kirk Cousins was clutch. That's how we started the show today, Jeff, with the comments from Arthur Smith last week saying, let's stay away from Jesse Bates. He can wreck a game. And then what does Jesse Bates do? 12 tackles, 1.5 TFLs, an interception. He wrecked the game. And Initially, I thought, okay, they're not throwing it in the middle of the field. My God, it looks like last year. Then they play Denver. They get that 10-0 lead. Then they kind of sit on that thing. Do you think, Jeff, that this is a game plan specific deal for the Steelers? Or do you think this is just who they are under Mike Tomlin? Or do we still need to see a little bit more?
I mean, I think it's a little of both, but I mean, I don't think they have the personnel where they're going to line up four wide and start gunning it. I mean, there might be times where they're trailing in a game where they've got to really let loose. But I think primarily this is what their offense is. Again, with exceptions, depending on what the defense is giving them. But you're going to see a lot more tight end. We saw 14 personnel. I mean, you're going to see things like that that are more unique to what Arthur Smith does. And I also think not only unique to Arthur Smith or part of what he normally puts in a game plan, I think it speaks to the personnel they have. It's not like they've got two, three, four receivers that are sitting there like, hey, we're talent. Why aren't we out on the field? He's using what he has best. And right now what that is, you know, trying to establish that run game, let Justin Fields make a couple of plays, give him a couple of shots downfield. But other than that, and especially in that second half, as you pointed out, Adam, you did see them just kind of, they were milking that clock in the second half.
Jeff, are we embarking on a situation where we may not see Broderick Jones for the rest of the season unless there's an injury?
No. Immediate future, I think, is in doubt. I think he's going to have to work his way back into the starting lineup. It's interesting. Man, of all the scenarios in camp, who would have thought of the one where Broderick Jones is the swing tackle?
Huh. Right.
And that's where it is right now. Now, that could change quickly. But I think this is, I mean, here's Broderick's chance to go in and like, hey, you know what? I got to get better. I got to do whatever it is technically that is missing. I know you guys are having Trey on at 8. Now I can't wait to hear that because he knows that so well. I'll say this about Broderick. One thing I've noticed, and you noticed in that Houston game where he even admitted like, man, I wasn't emotionally set where I needed to be. And the moving left or right, you know, we asked him about it every time. He's like, I don't know where I'm playing. Mm-hmm. I don't know what side I'm on. I wonder if his mind is like, I want to be at left and playing right doesn't have his full attention. I'm not exactly sure, but there just seems to be a little bit of a disconnect for him right now.
I want to play the Broderick Jones clip that when he talked after the game, Jeff, because I heard it one way initially. I'm thinking he might have meant something else, and I wonder where you guys come down on this.
Not really, you know, because I, you know, if I'm not starting, I really don't feel like, you know, I should be playing. You know?
So, Jeff, did you take that, and Doran, I want your thoughts on this too. Did you take that as he was making excuses for the penalties, or did you take that as Broderick feels like if you don't deserve to start, you don't deserve to play?
I take that as I didn't earn the starting job. If I don't earn the starting job, don't put me in. Not any excuse, not I dislike anybody. It's like, man, if I don't earn it, I don't earn it. That's how I took it.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh,
I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, I take it as like, it's like, all right, like, I'm not going to go in there half-assed. Like, I don't want to go in there part-time. Like, I'm either full-time or I'm on the bench. So, I think he was erring on being like, listen, I didn't earn the spot, so somebody else should be there, and I shouldn't even get any reps.
Yeah, I watched the whole thing yesterday, because before the show, I took that at, before yesterday's show, I took that as, man, that's such a bad look. You have three penalties, and now you're going to say you don't like the rotation. But within the whole context, I thought he was kind of saying, like, hey, look, if I'm not good enough to start, then don't start me kind of thing. Jeff, go ahead.
And guys, so you know, I mean, in practice, like Broderick, even when Troy has come in or if he's – like he's always had a good attitude. Like they're always talking. They're always working. So there's never any sense of, like, his head is slumped or he's not getting along with the guys. I mean, I think that needs to be pointed out here. Like his attitude has seemed good this entire time.
Jeff, were you on that human being's front porch talking to Sidney Crosby yesterday?
I was.
I thought so. Cause you did tweet it out. I was just making sure. Cause I saw it on the station account. First of all, that was so purely like, this is the way it needed to be for Sid, right? Like, contract gets announced, it's $8.7 million a season again, and then he has basically the press conference on a fan's porch when he's delivering tickets. I mean, Jeff, he's the perfect athlete. Like, I don't know if there's a question there. He's the perfect athlete.
It's interesting. Heather Rogers, who's the owner of the house, and she was saying, I can't believe Sidney Crosby was just on my porch after announcing a contract extension. Like, this is the wildest thing. But yeah, that, you know, they do that thing every year where they give gifts to season ticket holders that have been with them for however many years. I don't know how they determine it, but yeah, I mean, Sid was just sitting here. Here's the thing. We were waiting to talk to him because for about 10 minutes, he was hanging out with their family, talking to the kids, getting to know them a little bit, what they like about hockey. What was funny is the youngest, the 4-year-old, he's like, would you like me to sign your jersey? Kid's like, no, he's like, I don't want to get my jersey dirty. And the mom's like, no, you want him to sign this. So he kind of like does one of those shoulder things and turns around and Sid signs it on the back. But it was just such a kid thing. It was hysterical.
Oh, man. I'm so happy he's going to be here for the next 3 years. You really can't have a better role model in professional sports.
No, and a couple of quick notes from that. I mean, he says he's getting assurances that they're going to win. He believes it. He believes they're trying to win now, and he doesn't know how long he's going to play. Like, he didn't say this is going to be a last contract. He said however long, you know, that he's enjoying the game and that he's playing at a high level, he wants to keep playing.
Jeff, awesome stuff, man. That had to be so cool. Like, being there, like, you could have got called into the press conference room. You could have said, they could have passed the microphone around. That it just strikes the perfect chord to me. It just does.
Well done by the Penguins. Good timing.
Jeff, awesome stuff, man. Thank you for joining us. We will talk to you on Thursday.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jeff.
Take it easy. Jeff Hathorn. It's so cool.
That is cool.
Like, you don't, like, we.
Listen. Wait, what did they like tell the media, like, hey, this is the address you guys need to be at if you want to talk to Crosby? Or like, well, how did that go down?
I think what they always do is, hey, today's the ticket day. Like, if you want to come cover this with the local news, come. And I think a lot of people showed up knowing that, hey, it was going to be Sid and he'd be talking, or you could at least see if he'd talk. And then you find out he's signing the contract and it just works out nice.
That's awesome for that family.
Oh my, what a story.
Unbelievable.
What a story. Not a lot. You play professional sports at a high level. You play college sports at a high level. I've been doing this for a fair amount of time. There are still certain things that'll give you like the goosebumps.
Yeah.
That one gives me the goosebumps, man. It's so cool.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.